الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in proportion to effort. We understand this in all cultures, we understand this in all aspects of our lives, that if you want something, you have to make effort for it. That is why in all cultures there is a great value on hard work. You know, every language, every culture, every country, there is a great premium and a value on hard work. People say, you must work hard. And even those who try to tell you that you should work smart and not hard, they don't understand what they are saying. When we say work smart and not hard, it means work hard in smart ways. Smart is not a substitute for hard. So you work hard in smart ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. He said that for the human being, for the person, there is only that which he makes effort for. So I remind myself and you to question ourselves and see what is the effort that we are making on our iman. Because somewhere we seem to have this strange and completely illogical belief that hard work is required for everything except iman. And we make no effort on the iman. And that is why our iman is weak. And because the iman is weak, in our minds and in our imagination and in our belief, the asbab are more important than the amal. The means and the material things are more important than the amal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe, because of the weakness of our iman, we believe that the solution to our problems will come from the material world and not from Allah. This is our belief. We don't say this, but this is our belief, because if you look at our lives and if you see that when we have a problem, where do we turn to first? Do we turn to Allah first or do we turn to material things? And only when we finish all material things and we come to a complete stone wall, then maybe we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in our language, when all has failed, then we say, ab kya karna sahab, dua kar sakte na. You know, what can we do? We can only do dua. And that dua also is spoken of in such a hopeless kind of tone, that this is the most useless thing, that is the only thing that is left with me now. Everything else which was useful, I have used. Only this useless dua is left, and only this I can do. La hawla quwwata illa billah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is the weapon of the Muslim. He said, it is the most powerful thing for the Muslim. There is nothing more powerful than dua. But the problem is, to believe the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the iman has to be strong. Otherwise, we don't believe the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our effort is not on iman. Effort is on material. And therefore, the azmat of material is in our hearts, and the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in our hearts. Because the... Now, how does this happen? It happens because we talk, whatever we talk about, whatever we mention has life. What we focus on grows. What we don't focus on reduces. What we speak about has life, becomes alive, it becomes real. And what we don't speak about is not real. Now, if you look at our own conversations at home, if you look at our conversations in our offices, in our workplaces, if we just monitor ourselves from morning till night, a good way of doing it is you get these digital recorders nowadays, which are record very well, and they record for hours and hours and hours. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, just put one, turn it on and put it in your pocket and let it record whatever you say for the whole day. Then play it back and see. And I'll be surprised, for most of us, all day, from the time we wake up to the time we sleep, except when we are in salah or something, we never mention the name of Allah. Except when we are sitting, in case we go to some gathering, some religious gathering, we never mention the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody will ever speak about the sunnah. No one will ever speak about any incident of the seerah. Nobody will ever speak about any of the Sahaba. Nobody will speak about anything to do with the glory of and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the whole day we would have been talking about the share market and this and that and business and whatnot, and continuously our conversation will be about the dunya, 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 dunya. And that is the reason why that dunya is so powerful and so big and strong in our hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mention of Allah jalla wa ala is weak. And there is no power in that. Not because na'udhu billah, the power is only with Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But in our imaginations, in our belief systems, in our hearts, it is not there. And that is the reason why there is no life in our salah. There is no acceptance in our dua. Because our dua and our salah is based on this weak thing which is there. It's a ritual. It has to be done. Time for salah, we pray. Time for salah, we pray. It's like one of the many rituals that are there in our lives. There is no thought behind it. There is no thought behind it. There is no reflection on it. Why am I doing this? What am I getting out of this? Nothing. We just do it mechanically. Mechanically we do something. You go and make wudu, and we just make wudu. Turn on the tap, you make wudu. Did we even make the niyya to make wudu? Did we even make the niyya that I am making this wudu in order to make salah? Did I make the niyat to say, Allah, I am doing this wudu for salah, but also please wash off my sins, because this is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, when you make wudu, the sins will get washed off. Oh Allah, be pleased with me. Did we make all this niyat? No, nothing. You turn on the tap, wash, we go away. We ask Allah to accept. But the point is that mechanical, just like, you know, turning on some toy. And that is why there is no benefit in that thing. Imam Zahabi, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned the story, and he said that there were a group of people, there were some men who were going on a journey, and they were passing through a forest, and night came upon them, so they could not reach any habitation. So they had to camp in the forest, so they had camped in the forest, and they were going to sleep, and one of them stood to pray. And this one man was praying, and the other people were going to sleep. And suddenly, a tiger came. The tiger came, there was great panic. All the men jumped up and they climbed the trees to save themselves from the tiger. But the man who was praying, he continued to pray. He was standing in Salah, he was reciting Quran, he continued to do that. Now these other people are sitting, his friends are sitting on the trees. Now this tiger walked around this man and he went away. Did not do anything to the man. So when the tiger had left and so on, and they thought that the coast is clear, they came down from the tree. By the time this man had finished his salah, they asked him, he said, you were not afraid? This tiger came. And then somebody said, no, but you know, you should have saved your life. And what did you do? The man said, I was shy, I was ashamed to show fear for the makhluk when I am standing before the Khaliq. He said, I was shy of Allah. How can I show fear for the creature when I am standing before the Creator? So I decided I am praying to Allah, I am going to stand, I am going to pray, whatever happens, let it happen. Now imagine, where is this khushu? I mean, subhanAllah, ajeeb. And of course, immediately we will have all our mushroom muftis, I call them mushroom muftis, they are like mushrooms, they pop up everywhere. They will tell you the fatwa, that if something, while you are praying, if something harmful comes, it is permissible to kill a snake, and your salah is not invalid, and you can continue your salah, and so on and so on. I'm not talking about the fatwas. I'm talking about the khushu in the heart. I'm talking about the ability of that man to stand there and to continue his salah, and the reply that he gave to his friend. He said, I was shy, I was ashamed. How can I face Allah? I was shy to show fear for the makhluk when I'm standing before the Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not be afraid of them, be afraid of me. Do not fear them. Fear my displeasure. But that will happen only when the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong in our hearts. Then we will fear the displeasure of Allah more than we fear the displeasure of our boss or whoever. And then more than we fear whatever the dunya has to offer. So I remind myself and you, let us make it a conscious effort. Let us make a conscious effort to bring the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives. And by zikr, I don't mean, you know, turning around a tasbih, I mean mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about the greatness of Allah in your homes. Don't make it into a ritual. Mauli sahab aaye to baat karte, when some maulana comes, you will speak, otherwise you don't know. You speak, it's your job. Tell your wives, tell your children, let them speak. Make the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into something that is mentioned many, many times through the day. Make the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam something which is mentioned many, many times in the day. Talk about the barakah of the sunnah. Talk about following the sunnah in every single small and big thing in our lives. Make these things a course of conversation. Make it so that if you take out that recorder and you listen to what you said, you see, alhamdulillah, you recognize your voice mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all through the day in every single thing that we do. Make dua into a common thing. Dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make dua into a specific ritual to be done at a particular time. You can do dua, you can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walking, sitting, lying down, any place in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put any restrictions on dua, that you should not do dua at this time, that time. No. Even for salah, there are still times for when you cannot make salah, because times of the Mamnu'a Salah, when the sun is rising and the sun is setting and the sun is at its zenith and so on, even salah is not permitted, but dua can be done any time, in any situation, in any condition, except of course when you are in the toilet. But other than that, even in a state of janaba, even in a state of impurity, you can make dua. There is no restriction on the dua. You can make dua in any language in the world. There is no specific language that we need to make dua in. Let us make this into a part of our lives. That we ask Allah, we talk to Allah, we make dua 24 hours. And of course, there is great benefit and value in memorizing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no dua better than the dua of the Nabi. So therefore, let us do that also. Memorize the Masnoon du'as, make those du'as. And of course, those du'as in Arabic. But our own du'as, our own, you know, thoughts, our own fears and aspirations and hopes, let us put this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it a reality. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His glory and majesty will come alive and real in our hearts. And then the day will come, inshallah, may Allah bring it for all of us. When we are standing in salah and there is a danger around us, we will say, no danger. La nafi wa la dharra illallah. There's nothing which can benefit and nothing which can harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm standing before Allah, oh Allah, this thing is your makhluk, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a tiger. Whatever it is, this is your makhluk. This makhluk of yours is helpless. It cannot do anything. It cannot harm me. It cannot benefit me. I'm standing before you. Oh Allah, save me from the shar of this thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to open our hearts to His glory and majesty. And today is Jummah. And as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a time in this Jummah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept whatever the slave asks. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make dua at that particular time, which He knows whatever that time is. But let us make sure that we make lot of dua throughout this Jummah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.